Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Despite a series of attempts to overthrow General Manuel Noriega in the late 1980s, Noriega survived and even prospered. On December 15, 1989, the Panamanian National Assembly appointed Noriega chief of the government and, quote, maximum leader of national liberation, unquote. The assembly also declared Panama to be in a state of war with the United States. In the days following that declaration, there were several severe incidents between the PDF and the United States. These incidents were used as the rationale for the invasion of Panama on December 20th. But the real problem was more politically personal. Noriega was making George H. Bush, in the words of one columnist, quote, look like a wimp, unquote. Bush used tough language against Noriega and made him the number one public enemy of the United States shortly thereafter. But the gap between the words and actions became too wide, and Bush's own credibility was put on the line. In the end, this drove Bush to finalize the fifth operation against Panama, designed to crush the PDF and capture Noriega and send him to jail. It was called Operation Just Cause, the invasion of Panama, and it led to 23 U.S. casualties and 2,000 Panamanian casualties, both military and civilian. Noriega fled to the residence of the Vatican's representative in Panama, the Papal Nuncio, where he requested and received political asylum. Since it was rumored that Noriega loathed rock music, U.S. troops surrounded the residence and set up loudspeakers and began blasting ear-splitting heavy metal songs day and night. On January 3, 1990, Noriega surrendered. He left the residence and was immediately extradited to Miami, where he was put on trial for drug charges. He was judged guilty of the charges and sentenced to a whopping 30 years in prison. One man's war is another man's vanity. George H. Bush finally had his revenge. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.